What's up, everybody? Another episode of the Fancy Fishing Insider episode of the Hella Bass Podcast Experience. This week, we're talking about Pickwick Lake and the picks. This is going to be a great event. It's going to be a quick episode. Get your fantasy info, get you in, get you out, and get you through your day. Enjoy the episode. And remember, you can always get the discounts from Omnia Fishing using code HellaBassSpring15 to save on anything you need bass fishing stuff. Thanks to them for supporting the Fantasy Fishing Podcast.
All right, what's up, everybody? Hellabass back here, and we're ready to talk fantasy fishing this week. So if you're looking to amp up your fantasy fishing picks for Pickwick, you're in the right place. It's finally starting to feel like spring just about everywhere, even up north where I live. Let's take a quick look at the Knoxville picks and see how we did. Actually, I did terrible. We are not talking about Knoxville. We're looking forward, onward, and upward. Shout out to my group winner, Jay Bandy, this week. But hey, I emailed you. I didn't get a reply. If you don't reply to me, get a hold of me. Social, I can't get you a prize. So Jay Bandy, hit me up so I can get you a prize from Omnia Fishing. And congrats all to all my top finishers doing great in this tournament and in the top 10 overall in points. Just a reminder, prizes from omniafishing.com. If you join the Beat Hallabass group, password Jigs for Pigs as written on the screen, all lowercase. And don't worry if you don't win, because if you don't win, you can always use my code HellabassSpring15 to get your own discount at Omnia Fishing. It definitely pays to be part of the Beat Hellabass group. Make sure you're a subscriber, and kudos to those that already cashed in and won their prizes. Don't worry if you're not signed up. It's not too late to win. You can still win individual events. You don't have to worry about the seasonal points. So if you're new to fancy fishing, join the group, play fancy fishing. You can still win. All right, let's talk about what we can expect this week at Pickwick. I think this is going to be a great tournament. If you look at the recent results from the Alabama Bass Tour, the ABT, they had like 20 bags over 20 pounds. And they had two 27-pound bags, and it took 27 pounds to win. So this could be a really exciting tournament for the Bassmaster Elite. I wouldn't be surprised if winning weight is somewhere between like 85 and 100 pounds. Pickwick could absolutely be a banger of a tournament. And I think the anglers and the fans and the fantasy fishing players are excited, and they are ready for a slugfest. Now let's get into those Pickwick picks. All right, one last shout-out to the top 10 overall season points. You guys are doing great. You're in great position in overall bass, and you're in great position to do well in the end of the year Beat Hella Bass group. Congrats to Texas, Dangler, Seacoy for leading the group so far. Let's see if you can hold on through Pickwick. As always, I like to start at Bucket E. I think there's a couple interesting anglers in this bucket. Obviously, the people that are in Bucket E aren't off to a great start this year. Two kind of dark horse names that I like if you're looking for off-the-wall picks. Jason Williamson, I could see him doing really great, throwing a big single swim bait on a big J-Will head. He really likes to fish that way, whether it's smallies or largemouth in the current. I think he could be a strong play. And if you're looking for more of a shallow angler, don't sleep on Rick Morris. I could see him getting around those cypress trees and knobs and knees in the backwaters of Pickwick, Coffee Slough, and those kind of areas, and whipping around that chatterbait and doing some real damage and having a nice tournament. But there is no way I'm passing up Florence, Alabama's own Justin Atkins. He is a local. He's a Forest Cup Wood winner. He's obviously not happy with how the tournament season has started in his elite rookie year. So I look for him to get redemption on Pickwick and have a really good tournament. I know his owner percentage is pretty high, but I think in this case, it's time to go with the chalk and take Justin Atkins. Moving on to Bucket D, there's some interesting options here. I think a guy like David Mullins, who likes to crank, could be really good in this bucket. Carl Jockumson's an interesting pick. Kelly J, if there's a good jerkbait bite. If you're looking for somebody sneaky, I think Ray Hanselman. I'm looking for the return of Hanselmania one of these days, and he comes in off a top 20 at Knoxville. So if he can keep that momentum going in, I think he'd be a sneaky good pick. And he's used to catching big bags in Texas, and I think this could set up well for him. But overall, I'm really excited. And the angler that jumped out to me very first when I glanced on the list was Matt Airy. He's a great springtime fisherman. I think he'll be able to follow, you know, find those fish shallow offshore. He's been to Pickwick a ton at different times of the year with the FLW Tour. So I think for me, Matt Airy is my pick in Bucket D, and he's a pretty good value at less than 10% right now. Bucket C, a few anglers to look at. I think if you're looking for somebody that's a bit of a dark horse, look at Shane LeHue, Micah Frazier, Austin Felix. I think it'd all be good picks. I think there's going to be a shallow bite, so I wouldn't be surprised to see me like Bill Lowen do really good in this. A sleeper pick. Pat Schlopper won the Bass Nation National Championship back in November in a tournament I fished. You can even see that video back in my YouTube channel right here if you want to check that out. I had a pretty good first day and had a really good tournament. So Pickwick's a really cool lake. I've actually fished it. And Pat really ran away with the tournament on the last day fishing for big smallies in the tail race and the current seams. So I think he's definitely going to put the time in to see if he can unlock that again this springtime of the year in March. So I definitely know that he's going to look at him, and I think he's an interesting pick. So if you're looking for somebody a little bit off the radar from a lot of fantasy players, look at Pat Schlauper. I also think Scott Canterbury, Scott Martin could be really good picks. Stetson Blaylock. I mean, there's a ton of great anglers in Bucket C. I've seen some videos of Scott Martin fishing some tail races in the spring, whether it was on Wilson or Pickwick, and he's caught some monster bags and smallies. So I know he knows how to do it. In the end, I can't pass up on Buddy Gross. I know he didn't have a great tournament in Knoxville, and he let us down, but he's been absolutely amazing on the Tennessee River and on Pickwick in his past. I know he's not have a ton of experience at Pickwick, but I feel like his overall TV experience is going to carry him, and he's obviously probably not happy with how he did at Knoxville, and obviously I'm not happy with how he did on my team, but I'm not going to let that jade me, and I'm picking him this week, looking for him to have a big event. Bucket B, the fans are all over Stephen Kennedy, and honestly, he should do well here, but if you follow fantasy fishing for a while, just when you think you've got Steve Kennedy figured out, he's going to leave you high and dry. And so I'm always scared to pick him. I'm going to root for him, but I'm not going to pick him. It looks like John Cruz is finally back on track and kind of getting back to where he used to be. So I think he could be a sneaky pick in this tournament. It should set up well for him. An angler like Matt Robertson should do really well here. He also fished in that Bass Nation Championship back in November. Has some experience here. Look for him to do well. Josh Strachner is from Alabama. Doesn't have a lot of experience on Pickwick, but he was on my show this last week in the live stream. Check that out. And people that have been on my live stream this year have won. We've had two elite guests, Gustafson and Brian New, both winners. So maybe that's a good omen for Josh Strachner. Also, don't sleep on Kyle Welcher. He was super good for me last year in fantasy fishing. He's off to a solid start this year. This tournament should really set up for him. I would really, really thought about picking Kyle Welcher. But in the end, just like Gross, I really am going to look at Lester Hart. I know he did me bad at Knoxville, but I think Pixel is really in his wheelhouse, and I think he's going to have a breakout tournament and compete for the win. So I'm going Brand Lester in Bucket B. Finally, Bucket A. This is where all the people that are having the best year, and honestly, I don't know if you could go with a bad angler in this tournament. We've got a couple of winners in here. We've got guys from Alabama like Heron, Swindle, that obviously know these bodies of water, could do really well. I think a guy like Mark Menendez could be really solid. He knows the TVA well. Should set up for him throwing a big spinnerbait and things like that on this event. But in the end, I think a couple anglers like Jason Christie and Greg Hackney, they're on their reunion tour. They're obviously fishing great. I think both of those would be really great picks on Pickwick. But I just think there's something special about Greg Hackney and this season. He's got two top tens in two events. He's fishing super confident. He's obviously got things going well for him. And just certain years, anglers like Hackney get on influential runs. And if you can tap into that and ride them throughout the fantasy season, you could be off to a really great year. And I think from this point on, unless I see something weird, I think I might be picking Hackney and Bucket A for the rest of the year. So that's my picks for Pickwick. My winning weight right now is right around 90 pounds. I might go up or down, see how it goes, if it's looking like fishing's really good, what the practice reports are. Make sure you join the Beat Halibass group. Password one more time. Also, check out the Arsenal Fishing and Omnia Fishing groups. They have some great prizes as well. If you're not a winner, don't forget, you can check the links in the description below. I've got discount codes to a bunch of different companies that you can tap into just for being a viewer of my channel. I appreciate it. If you want to continue to catch more big bass and suck less, make sure you watch one of these videos coming up right here and click on the screen.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of the Halibass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Halibass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.